Powered by Creative Bully Media. Bully your goals, not people.
Nah, we gotta lay it cool.
We tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one? Get that. Who number one?
Hallelujah. Oh, we live for real. Hallelujah. How y'all doing? How y'all doing? Yeah, it's your boy. Hold up. We here now. All right. Throw up a couple of gang signs. Throw the setup. Let them know. Yo. Welcome to Forget That Yo Radio, episode 209. It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is, a.k.a. the Prince of Wakanda, a.k.a. Litty Hernandez, a.k.a. Litty Rodriguez, a.k.a. the Brown Skin Prince Hakeem with no semi, solo ho, a.k.a. Snitchy Snitchington, a.k.a. I Will Tell and You Going to Jail, a.k.a. Work Hard or Starve Harder, a.k.a. Blunt Before Trump with No Toupee, a.k.a. Pimps Up, Hoes Down, a.k.a. they call me One Pinky, a.k.a. they need a good Halloween name. Let me see. Spookalicious.
Attacking the street pimps. Nigga.
Yeah, you know. Take the street pimps, Spookalicious at your service, and we out here episode 209. Let's get it, Halloween special,
aka Silky than a motherfucker. God damn, what? And his soul glow hair, doc. Yeah. What's up, man? It's your boy Stone, Crip Up or Grip Up, Crip, aka Stone El Terrible, aka your girl topped me off. Y'all start kissing right after I dropped off, aka A Boo Boo. You looking at a bad nigga, aka Slapbox 2 minutes at a time, aka Filthy Rodriguez, aka Dirty Sanchez, aka Daryl Sweet Maloney Jones, aka I'm a monster, every day is Halloween, aka I got more rod. No, damn, fuck it up. Fuck it. I do
it. You ain't gonna finish it?
No, I fucked it up.
Dang, that's the first time you just like let it go like that.
Yeah, I fucked it all the way up.
Dang, yo, what's up, y'all? This is the episode 209. I know you got your kids out there, you know what I'm saying, dragging them around from house to house, trying to get the candy
begging
that you want to eat. You know what I'm saying? Begging all day. You
know, get that baby one piece of candy and eat the rest.
You know what I'm saying? That's what y'all doing, man. So for everybody that's here tuning in, what it do, y'all know what it is. We back for another one. So did you do anything special for Halloween? Like, did you decorate the crib? Did you bake some spooky cookies? You ain't do nothing?
No.
So y'all don't celebrate nothing Halloween?
I can't say that I did it, but my wife took my daughter to a trunk or treat at the school, and they had a little trick or treat thing at the hospital. She took her to both of those.
She took it to both. What? You froze again?
It's a trunk or treat.
Oh.
No.
I'm about to say.
It's a trunk or treat at the school they had today. And then last week they had something at the hospital. She took it to that.
Oh, okay. So that was the little one.
Yeah. The big one don't do that shit no more.
Yeah, that's right. All right. So, man, I seen a girl outside just now. She had to be about 14. Like, I don't know what she was doing. Damn. Like, she can get a job and just buy some candy.
Yeah, she going to score some meth. She ain't looking for candy.
Oh, there's a dude at work today dressed exactly like Heisenberg, dog. I walked by him. I said, Heisenberg. And he pulled out. You seen the picture I put the blue joint up? The blue packet?
Yeah.
My man pulled out the blue packet, dog. I was like, oh, it's crazy.
Yo, that's dedication. Yo, he really made some meth.
Yeah, he was like, yo, yeah. Don't get pulled over with this in the car. I was what's up?
Do you have a favorite Halloween memory?
The one I remember when my mom had me dressed up like a Reese's Pieces.
What?
Yeah. I was like, yo, why you dress me up like a Reese's Pieces? She was telling me I picked out that costume.
How do you dress like a Reese's Pieces? Like it was just a circle costume?
Man, I think if I remember correctly, I was a rapper and then my head was like a Reese's Pieces. And like the middle was where my face came through at.
Yeah, that's a bootleg costume, so you might as well.
No, there's no way I picked that costume. She said,
there ain't no way that I feel like she made it. Like maybe she found the head part of it, and the rest of it was just some shit out your closet.
I feel like that was the only costume left on the clearance rack that could fit me.
Yeah, so hey, we grabbing this one. It's like you had like six different costumes in one.
Yeah, she did me dirty.
And do you have a favorite costume to see every year?
Let me see a favorite. I like when the women do that dress up like Venom with the body paint.
Oh yeah, that's official. I like that one too. But yo, my favorite man is Pocahontas, yo.
Oh yeah, Pocahontas out there.
I don't know why, yo. I just love that costume. You know, chicks in that costume is fire.
Every Pocahontas look good.
Yeah, for real. Like it you did. Wow.
Yes, you can't name one bad Pocahontas.
I'm thinking. No, you can't.
Yeah, shout out to the chat room. My man Gene up in here. Danielle, Ben, he said my hair looks horrible, but he crazy. I'm out.
Man, you crazy. That shit is silky smooth.
Silky. We got Joshua James in here. My brother Tyrone, what it do? We got Aaron.
Aaron.
Yo, but it's a Halloween special. Anybody got any Halloween stories or anything? You know what I'm saying? Drop them in the chat box.
Yo, I watched the old school horror movie today, man, and it was terrible.
What are you talking about? The Shining?
Nah, Creepshow. Remember Creepshow?
Nah, you be knowing shows I ain't never heard of.
Yo, man, Creepshow was a movie by Stephen King about a comic book, right? So they took all the stories out of the comic book and made a movie out of it, yo. Terrible. Terrible, son. Like, yo, it was certified trash. Like it had terrible stories, man. Like the first one, this lady killed her dad on Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And every year she come back to the house to pretty much go to his grave and tell him why she killed him.
What?
So it just so happened this year, old buddy came about the grave. It started killing everybody in the house and shit because they was just after his money.
Right? That sounds kind of fire, though.
Yo, that shit was, it was trash. Like, it was bad effects, all type of shit, right? So then the next one was this dude, he lost a bet or something. I was sleeping with the guy's wife. And so he buried himself alive with just the head sticking out on the beach, right?
Mm.
And waited for the tide to roll in.
Okay.
Yeah, so he did that it was actually Ted Danson, and then he did it to the chick. Well, nigga, they come back wet in a motherfucker. Like, they just full of water and came to the dude's house and killed him and shit.
Dang.
Yeah, and the other one, the dude was like in
a sabbatical.
No, he was a germaphobe, right? So he lived in a totally clean apartment. Except a whole bunch of roaches got in and start eating him and shit.
Oh, that's mess. That's a bad way to go.
Nigga, that's trash, right?
You ate up by roaches?
Yeah. So I did another one. The janitor found this box up under the stairs that said Arctic Expedition 1834.
Dang.
Now, this is like 1980. So they say this shit been up there for like 150 years.
Uh-huh.
What they do, pull the box out, open it. It's a motherfucking monster in this bitch, right? Yo, the thing ate the janitor and then pushed the box up back up under the stairs.
Dang. Like, yo, oh, you got the nerve to open this box?
Move my house? You know what I'm saying? So everybody come look at the box. He end up eating the ass, right? Then one dude, the professor, hate his wife.
Mm-hmm.
So he set his wife up to go down there, let the thing kill her, and then wrapped it up and dumped it off the bridge and shit. But the damn thing ain't die. It ended up busting out the box, but they ain't never make a sequel of this shit, man. I'm like, yo, this shit is trash, yo.
That's stupid.
Hell yeah.
Let me see. Did I watch? I don't even really watch Halloween. Oh, I didn't even see the new Halloween. I want to see that. I ain't heard no reviews on it, though.
Yo, I got a problem with the trailer, right?
What was the problem?
Why y'all get this nigga back the mask, yo?
Wait, how'd he lose the mask?
Look, from the trailer, Michael Myers is in some kind of mental institution chained up. Mm-hmm. And then some dude come in there with the mask and show it to him. And now this nigga out here killing again. Why you giving back the mask, yo?
Like, why you giving that man a reason to escape?
Yo, say, why y'all out here fucking with him, man? He been cool for about 10 years.
Yo, that's crazy. Yo, what up, Aaron?
Hey, Ron.
All right. Let me see. What was I going to talk about, though? I had something to... Oh, remember back in the day when they used to put razors and stuff in the candy and AIDS and everything in the candy?
Yeah, I never got any of those, but yeah, I remember that.
And needles. Like, since everybody's talking about the world is so bad, is they still doing that now? Shouldn't it be worse? Shouldn't there be no trick-or-treating?
Yeah, your candy should just be kept. You got to put everything through a metal detector now.
Yeah.
Like, yo, did you see that one meme where the nigga was like, yo, check your candy. Look what I just found in my daughter's Snickers. And they had the Snickers pulled apart, and it was a Glock 19.
Yeah, I see that. That was stupid. Look what I just found.
You found a whole gun in this little piece of candy. Yeah.
Stupid. All right. Oh, Kanye West.
Oh, Lord.
Did you see his tweet?
No.
All right, we're going to get into Kanye West's tweet. Kanye's back. Kanye deleted his Twitter and everything, right?
The whole shebang?
The whole shebang. And he like kind of disappeared for like a week. But he's back. And I know why he's back. His new Yeezys just dropped. Did you seen the ones that look like boats?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Now, usually when a Kanye West sneaker drop, they sell out instantly.
Yeah.
Well, this one, I knew something was up because I kept seeing the post from Adidas. And I get emails from Adidas. And it kept saying, the Kanye's is here. The Kanye's is here. I log on Instagram. They got paid ads. The Kanye's is out. The Kanye. I'm like, yo, these mugs ain't selling out. So them joints are still available on the site. So that means people ain't buying them. So, of course, now Kanye puts out a tweet. My eyes are now wide open. Hold on, I got to do it in Kanye's voice. My eyes are... Hold on, that ain't Kanye's voice. That ain't Kanye's voice.
It's the wig, man. You can't do it with the wig.
My eyes are now wide open. And now I realize I've been used to spread messages I don't believe in. I am distancing myself from politics and completely focusing on being creative. Really?
My nigga.
So now your shoes ain't coming off the shelf.
Yeah.
Your eyes is wide open.
Cause yo, who goes that hard for some shit they don't really believe in, dog?
Right.
That's a lie.
All the way to the White House?
You know what I'm saying? And you up there. Man, oh man, we didn't talk about that White House shit.
What? Oh, when he went up there.
Yeah.
Yo, why was Jim Brown up there falling asleep?
Because it's Jim Brown. Yo, but why was people like defending and rationalizing that shit.
Like what they were saying. What, like, how was they rationalizing?
Like, yo, y'all say Kanye crazy. What I see is a black man trying to get another black man out of prison who was wrongfully in prison. Mm. Nigga, Larry Hoover? Larry Hoover's wrongfully in prison? We want to free Larry Hoover, nigga?
Hot Lips Hula Hands.
Yo, like, come on, son. Like, let's really think about that, yo. Like, you want to free Larry Hoover, the nigga that was locked up and was still running the gang from prison.
Larry Hoover changed his life, though.
Yeah, that's... Man, okay.
Give Larry a break.
Okay, what's Larry going to come out and do now?
He can go talk to the gang members on the block.
Really? Okay.
And have them change their ways.
Okay, so there's two main gangs in Chicago. Mm-hmm. You got the Vice Lords and you got the GD Nation, right?
Yeah.
So the leader of the Vice Lords, Willie Lloyd, came out of jail mm-hmm. talking that same shit. Mm-hmm. They killed that nigga.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why did they do that to Willie?
And look, Willie ain't even live in the gang area. Dang. Willie was smart. He lived somewhere else. They came out there and shot that nigga, right?
Damn, so, Willie.
These young cats, they don't know who Larry Hoover is. They've heard of him, but they don't know who he is. His name really holds no weight anymore, dog.
Dang, Larry. That's a whole new generation.
You know what I'm saying? And they don't care, dog. And they and apparently they will kill you.
Dang. Well, scratch that one.
Mm-hmm.
So Kanye, just cause your shoes ain't selling, then he got an album coming out. You heard about it? Yandy.
Man, I'm not interested in any of that shit.
They dropped a track from it. It sounded trash.
Of course it did.
Yo, Kanye's done, man. Kanye's done in these streets, and there's nothing that can save him. The only thing that can save Kanye is if he go back to the old Kanye, but he ain't gonna do that.
If we get another college dropout, man, he might be all right.
But there's no way. He don't even know how to rap like that no more.
At all, yo.
Let's get this voicemail in, though.
Maybe he can make a sex tape with Kim. That's what Ray J did.
Yeah, he can do that. We got a voicemail from the one and only
Brit. Oh, hey, Brit. Hey, man, did you see Brit costume for back?
Oh, Nelia?
Yeah.
You know I see Nelia. I'm writing you a 4-page letter.
It was Alicia Keys.
Oh, that's Alicia Keys. I keep on falling. All right, here we go. Yeah. Let's see what she's talking about. I hope she ain't dissing me in this one.
She probably is.
Forget that, yo. All right, so I listened to the show last week, and I had a list of things I was going to talk about, but I forgot because it was days ago. But as you already know, it's Bert Renee. And so Bill Cosby, his catalog stays. Cosby Show, Different World, his stand-up. Bill Cosby stays. I don't care what anybody says. He stays because that whole trial was just... I'm not even going to go there. Anyway, but R. Kelly is still gone. He is off the playlist. I can't listen to him, but hear me out. This is why, right? So I know you changed saying, you know... Well, it's the same. Bill Cosby. Well, yeah, then I can listen to R. Kelly. I listen to Bill Cosby. No, you can't listen to R. Kelly. And here's why. R. Kelly, not only was he pissing on a chick, he likes 14-year-old girls, 16-year-old girls, whatever. He likes underage girls, right? His songs, to me anyway, are for these 14, 16-year-old girls. So I can't have the 80% of my Knockin' Boot playlist be R. Kelly when he's singing about him and some chicks, because these chicks that he's with are all underage. I can't have no pedophile stuff on my playlist. So R. Kelly is gone. Bye-bye. He is not anywhere on any playlist that I have. Anyways, you know, it's sweet potato pie season, so I know you guys are happy. Even though I stay with that peach cobbler all year round. I'm out.
Appreciate that voicemail, Brit.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Brit.
Hey, I see you in the DMs on Instagram.
No, you good. So we can't listen to a pedophile, but we can actively watch a rapist.
Who is the rapist?
Bill Cosby.
Oh yeah. You know what
I'm saying? Like, that's kind of weird to me.
Yeah, right? Because yo, all right, even though they was 14-year-old girls, he wasn't raping them. They was putting in work.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So what's worse?
They was willing to do that.
What's worse, rape or willing participant?
You know what I'm saying? A willing participant of some nasty shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like somebody help us out here. Which one is worse? And then everybody who see in this video right now, I know y'all probably seen the tape.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Everybody seen the tape. Stone seen the tape.
I see the tape. I see the photos of the tape.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, we all see that. We all watch that.
Everybody but me. Stone still got pictures from still clips from the tape on his phone right now.
No, not on my phone. On my computer.
He's on my computer. Yo, so, like, let's be honest. Bill Cosby's shows wasn't that great.
You're crazy.
You think I never really watched some shows?
I still watch the Cosby Show. I can't watch A Different World anymore.
Wait, so you watch every episode of the Cosby Show?
I watched every episode of the Cosby Show and A Different World.
Y'all wasn't outside like me, man.
No, I was
really outside.
No. This is now. This is like after the show went off and they put it in the reruns and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen all of those.
Oh. I think I've probably seen altogether. I've probably seen 2 episodes of The Cosby Show.
Really? Damn.
I didn't see none of The Different World. What other shows he had?
The Cosby Mysteries, The Bill Cosby Show, Fat Albert.
Ain't nobody watched none of that.
Yeah, they did.
You watched that?
Yeah, that shit ran for a long time, bro.
I ain't watched none of that crap, man.
Man, it's good stuff, man.
I was really outside, man.
Even after the rape allegations, I'll still watch. I'll still give it a go.
Yeah, because that was the show last week you was talking about. You could separate like the music from the person.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can. And I agree with it.
The character from the actual person. You know what I'm saying?
Cause dog, yo, how can you like, yo? Them R. Kelly songs went hard, dog.
Yo, man, if stepping name of love, come on, nigga, I would be stepping in the motherfucking name of love, nigga.
Dog, when that man said, "I hear you calling, here I come,
here
baby,
I come, baby,
to serve you." Then he said, "Oh, oh, come on, everybody hit that, oh, oh."
Let's go have
on the bed. Ooh, that beat too. Ooh, la la,
get it. Yeah. Feeling on your booty.
Booty. Come on, man. There's like no way you can let that slide. I mean, let that go without listening to it.
You know what I'm saying? Come on. Yo, the public announcement days, man.
Yeah.
That shit was fire, dog. Come on, man.
You did not listen to no damn public announcement whole CD.
The R. Kelly featuring a public announcement?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was before 12 Play, huh?
Yeah.
You didn't listen to that, man. Quit lying.
I did. I listened to about 2 or 3 songs.
Two or three.
They play that shit at the rec all the time.
What's the rec?
On Fort Littlewood, nigga.
Oh, they just talking like in jail when y'all went to recreation or something.
Why are you up for my business out there?
Oh, that's what we didn't talk about. We didn't get to the Pusha T and the Drake interviews.
Oh yeah, that's right.
My man, first it started with Drake going on LeBron's show.
Yeah.
Talking about Kanye gave Pusha T the information and Drake said he wanted to punch him in the face. And it's like it should be rules to what you can say in a beef.
Here, and I said to this is the one rule that there should be in rap beef.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want somebody talked about, nigga, don't get in a rap beef.
Yeah.
That's the only rule, man. Like, all that other shit is out the window, man. I'm going to talk about your mama, nigga, for real.
And that's crazy how Pusha T revealed who gave him the information.
And that's like,
your main man's.
Your main man out here busting a nut and get to talking like a little girl, my nigga.
Hello, talking about you, bro. That's, yeah, he got a kid with a girl he really like.
Yo, and it got to be that exact attitude and voice. It's that exact same thing right there, man. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not any complimentary talk, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's really shitting on this nigga.
Like, so it. 40's not really your man, then. It sounds more like he's jealous.
Yeah.
Because, because the way you pillow talk to a chick about your man, like, if it's Drake, somebody of that stature, the biggest hip-hop artist, you're going to be getting fly, like, talking about the private jet trips y'all took.
Yeah, not the bad shit, yo.
Yeah, like, the mansions. Oh, yeah, we went here. We dropped $100,000 on this. Like, it was nothing. We drove these kind of cars. You're going to be talking about... He got a baby by a girl he ain't really like. He hiding the baby. And
especially if you're talking to a chick that's going to talk to some other niggas.
Well, you don't know at the time.
That couldn't have been his main chick.
Yeah, but like even like a main chick.
You still don't do that.
Yeah, you ain't saying stuff like that.
Yeah, you still don't do that.
Because that sounds like jealousy. Like, why are you doing that?
Hey, I don't know, man.
Maybe it wasn't. Maybe he was saying it like, "Yo, it's crazy. My man got this chick pregnant that he don't even really like her." So yeah, it could have been like that too.
But no, he knew the name and everything. Yo, like, you went into detail. Pusha had a lot of shit,
and I'm kind of mad that she remembered everything.
Yo, she recorded that conversation.
Had to. She had a kid under the bed because how you remember like he must do that a lot. So she was like, "Let me." Record all this.
Yeah, and he talked too much. For real, he talked too much, yo.
And that's great, yo. The craziest, one of the craziest part about that interview is when Pusha said, like, a woman that's been with him since day one.
Yeah.
Was giving up information.
A woman scorned, B.
Awesome dudes who just called you out the blue. Like, you still a part of the team.
Not really.
She was still a part of the team when these people called.
Oh,
like, is that easy?
Yo, they probably paid her.
Yeah, but yo, you couldn't get that money from Pusha?
Yeah, hey. That's how it go, man. Ain't no rules in this shit.
Like, money. If I'm with you from day one and a random phone call come in, it's about they gonna give me $100,000. I'm like, yo. Somebody just called me talking about, like, that's the first thing I'm going to do. Be like, yo, somebody just called me trying to get some information about you for $100,000. Yo, you got $100,000 I can get?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Or can you give me a little more? You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Like that's tough numbers, cuz. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I can see, like, let's say he was, like, paying her chump change.
Yeah.
Then you might have to be like, hey, look. I ain't making a lot over here in this camp. I might have to give up the goods.
Yo, but look, but that's the world that we live in, man. Everybody wants to have that story to tell. Like, yo, I got this information. And 40 could have did, or even Drake could have did some dumb shit to her. Like, just something small. And it just so happened that day that call came.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, we trying to get some information. And she already salty. Bam, now you got it for nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's just the way it works.
Man, the way people clout chasing now, he could have been like, yo, I'll give you a couple of VIP tickets. Oh.
I'll get you backstage, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's crazy.
Ain't no love out here, man. For real, dog. Ain't no love, man.
And when he was talking about how, Kanye keep going back and trying to be cool with Drake.
Yeah.
He's like, man, I don't know what they doing. I ain't built like that.
Yeah, shit, I don't do that. Hey, yo, Drake talk. Hey, man, let's just go ahead and get it out the way that, nigga, you ain't got no song that's going to end nobody's nothing.
I don't know, dog.
Man, hell no.
Dog, that's hell Drizzy, no. Dog.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
Dog, Drizzy probably had that fire, I'm telling you.
Nah, man. I think that shit would have came out. If he had anything, that shit would have came out.
He probably deleted it. Drake Lloyd just hyped it and deleted it.
Nah. Yo, and the way he's talking, like, yo, oh, this man's playing me. Oh, this man's trolling me. That should make you want, after him trolling you and you thinking that he gave up that information, and then you find out where the information really came from, and then he put that stupid ass song out when you say y'all working together, you gotta drop that song, dog.
Prince J Prince won't let him, dog. Yo, I heard somebody talking about this. Who was it? I forgot what podcast it was, but they was like, do you believe J Prince, or it's just a myth that's just been passed around for ages?
I think it's just a myth, man.
Because remember, Tekashi 69 was talking real crazy
to his son.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And ain't nothing happened.
Nothing at all.
But that robbery at his house, though.
Come on, son.
When they drove him around the block.
I don't even think that happened.
I don't know, man.
I think all these niggas is lying.
All of them? Remember the story, though, back in the day with Master P?
And Jay Prince?
Yeah, when Master P and him was about to kill Pimp C, and they called Jay Prince to ask for permission?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, they had Pimp C in the hotel. Pimp C told the story, too. He said they had him. He was done. And they called Jay Prince first, and Jay Prince said let him go. And they let him go.
Okay.
So don't the story, because yo, they say back in the day Master P wasn't playing. Yeah. When everybody was scared of because Master P and them used to be out in Cali a lot.
Yeah.
And they said when Suge Knight, this was Suge Knight was big. And that's why Snoop went to P for protection, because that's why he signed with No Limit to get away from Suge Knight, because they wasn't messing with P.
Yeah. Yo, man, niggas from New Orleans is crazy.
Yeah, so and he in your city and ain't nobody messing with him.
Yeah,
so if he's calling Jay Prince for permission,
that might be some real shit.
Yeah, it's
that might be some real shit. Yeah,
I want to know that. I listened to the whole Jay Prince book.
Yeah, and he can't give you nothing good.
Nah, he dropped a lot of jewels.
Yeah,
but I mean, I kind of knew going in, there's no way he can give you the dirt.
Yeah, he won't give you the backstory and shit.
Like, he, like, hinted around it. Like, he'll be like, such and such was working at my business and stole money from me. And I brung them all in a room and asked which one took the money. And he's like, I just wanted them to confess, and I wasn't going to do nothing.
Lies.
And everybody lied. Well, everybody said they didn't do it, so they rolled the tape back.
Mm.
And then he'll say something like, and that's the last time we heard from him.
That nigga might be dead.
Like, that's like stuff like that. But okay. I wanted some like statute of limitations up.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we sprayed this whole funeral up. Like, I want stuff like that.
Speaking of New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
All right. Black Ink Crew.
Mm-hmm.
You ever watch that show?
No, I can't do it.
Yeah, I shouldn't have did it. Like, I used to watch it. I stopped. I caught an episode, and I'm back to this is some bullshit, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so they're in New Orleans now. They opened up a shop. They got a house. They're having a party, right? The chick Sky, who is way extra, got kind of extra with a nigga from New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
So he was like, yo, you fake. Everything about you fake and shit, right?
Yeah.
So she swung on a nigga.
Mm.
And like a New Orleans nigga, he swung on her back.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So they jump him. Ted, Caesar, and Walt say he did, but I think all Walt did was took his shirt off and walk around. Uh-huh. But they jumped the kid, right? Now, this is a nigga from New Orleans.
Yeah.
Nigga, the Black Ink Crew is over. Because once he walked down the street and get his crew from New Orleans, they coming back and fucking that house up.
Yeah. Wait, it was at the house?
Yeah.
Oh, that was stupid.
That ain't happened.
What?
So I'm like, oh, this is some bullshit.
Yeah, that's staged.
You know what I'm saying? Because every nigga I know from New Orleans say murder ain't nothing to us. Yeah. So if you jump on one. Yo, it's a wrap, me. Like, yo, they coming back and they tearing this entire house down, dog.
Yo. Like, New Orleans so crazy. Like, Landry is the most calmest dude from New Orleans I know.
And he's still wild.
No, Landry ain't no joke.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yo, we always playing around. Landry, it was like, when he's chasing in Georgia, it was like seven dudes in the, like, Tahoe. And they was trying to holler at one of the girls from the base that he used to be with. And one of them said something disrespectful. Yo, Landry flipped all that, turned straight New Orleans back. This dude was all in these dudes' face, like, get your bitch ass out the truck. big ass dudes, dog. Get your bitch ass out the truck. He was, like, mad disrespectful to him. They was not getting out the truck. I remember one time we was in a club, they started playing that, fuck the mother niggas, cause I'm down for my Yo, him and another dude, Dejan from New Orleans, they in the middle of the floor, dog. I'm talking about throwing strong arm elbows on everybody. Wow. I'm like, yo, these dudes is crazy. Them dudes is crazy. Like, them and dudes from D.C., they ain't got no sense
at all.
And that was, it was half D.C., half New Orleans, and it was always something, dude. Guns, everything. Them dudes is nuts.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Man. Yeah, so the Black Ink Crew is bullshit.
Yeah, man, that was so staged. They would throw that whole house down.
Hell yeah.
Let's see, we did that one. Oh, man, I want to go back in time to Zach versus Slater on Saved by the Bell.
When they go, why?
Because I seen somebody posted a clip on Instagram, and I just want to say I'm very disappointed in the way Zach washed Slater.
In what?
In a fight.
No, they did they fight?
Yeah. You don't remember that?
Nuh-uh.
I forgot. Well, how was it? Something happened. So Zach walked up on Slater and told him what he didn't like. Like, he didn't like he did that. And Slater barked back at him. So Slater stole on him. Wham! Zach stung back on him. Bow! Hit him. Then they grabbed each other and started tussling. To me, that's a loss for Slater, dog.
Yeah.
You was the muscle man, the big man in the crew.
Yeah.
And y'all did a one hit for one hit and then a hug tackle.
And you swung on him first.
Yeah, you hit him first and my man came back. Little prep. He called him preppy.
And he out here going toe-to-toe with your muscle-bound ass.
Yeah, going toe-to-toe. It's that little retarded dance he did at the little club. Oh,
that shit was so whack. Hey, that's it was so tight. Like, yo, why you do this?
Yo, he did the little wiggle.
Yeah.
Yo, it was from that moment on, Zach knew he could wash him.
I could whip his ass.
That little wiggle.
Speaking of fights.
Uh-huh.
Rondo, Chris Paul.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Hey, bruh. Man.
Yo. I never seen nobody spit on nobody that subtle. Like, they had to zoom in. How do you get enough spit up like that, but don't move your lips, but still spit it?
Yo, man, yo, you are a professional scumbag spitter, dog. If you can do that, like, yo, this is your bread and butter, dog. Like, you done spit on a lot of niggas in your day. If you can do that, man.
Because first I'm like, yo, Chris Paul tripping. Why he just put his hand in his face like that?
Yo, like the way Rondo was moving, I'm like, man, there's no way he spit on him. There's no way. When they slowed that video down, I was like, yo, he spit on this nigga. He really spit. Yo, Rondo should have been the one to get punched in the face. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
If you spit on me, I'm firing on you. Dog.
Yo, Anthony King said it was through the mouthpiece. Okay, I see now. Yeah, through that mouthpiece, that hole right here.
Yeah,
you can't fix your lips like that. You gotta bite down and go through that hole. Yeah, that's what he did.
Yo, that's still scumbag shit. To know that to know that you can do that, that's scumbag shit.
Yo, what had me even more funny is how LeBron went and grabbed his boy.
He's supposed to.
No, man, he's supposed to go. He's supposed to ride for your team first.
No. Okay, this is everybody that said you supposed to grab your boy or grab your teammate. I don't want to fight with y'all around.
Why not?
Okay, somebody already had their hands on Rondo, right? If he don't grab Chris Paul, Chris Paul is firing on this nigga while he's being held.
But it's your teammate.
I don't want my teammate to get hit anymore, so I'm going to grab the nigga that's going after him.
But that wasn't the kind of grab he grabbed him, man.
It don't matter what it looked like. It's no, what it is.
He grabbed him like, come on, brother. Come on, well, man.
He cuddled the nigga a little bit. But still, don't grab me. Nigga, if we fighting and you ain't going to help me, nigga, don't grab me. Grab the other nigga.
Well, if you grab the other dude, you need to grab him in a way you pulling him down to the ground like a jerk, not a friendly grab.
Yeah, well, yeah, but also think about it. LeBron's a monster, dog. It just looked like he got to be gentle with Chris Paul, little ass.
Nah, he grabbed Chris Paul like, man, this my God.
This my godfather, my kid. This my boo thing. This my boo thing right here.
Ain't Chris Paul his godfather to his kids?
I have no idea.
Like him, Carmelo, Chris Paul, LeBron, Carmelo, and D-Wade.
Yeah, they all
like best friends.
Yeah.
But that got to go out the window, man, when we at war, the basketball game.
No, somebody need to keep an eye on Brandon Ingram ass, nigga. Like, where did he come from?
Yo, why was Brandon Ingram swinging like he was in the club street brawl? Yo, like, he went a little too far.
He hit somebody from Lakers.
That man hit anybody moving.
You know what I'm saying? And yo, where was James Harden that started all this shit?
Yo, James Harden was out in the corner like, boy, y'all tripping.
Yeah, I ain't messing up my beard. Fuck
messing
that.
Up my money. Y'all know how much money I put on these strippers?
You know, so you know how much hair care I gotta pay for this beard?
I could throw that in the club tonight. Y'all tripping.
Yo, that shit was funny though, man.
That was hilarious.
Yo, but that made me think about, right, yo, what's some scumbag shit that you've seen, dog? Like that was some scumbag spit. Like, what's some scumbag shit?
I can't think of none.
I got a couple. Okay. My man said he took his girl mama car to go fuck another bitch.
Dang. In the car?
Scumbag.
Wait, in the car or at her house?
In the car.
That's crazy.
That's scumbag, right? How about you knock a chick down, she go to the kitchen to fix you something to eat, and you get on your phone to start checking Plenty of Fish.
He said Plenty of Fish. You stupid.
Yo, that's scumbag shit, yo.
Dang.
And the reason she called him, because she was on Plenty of Fish.
Wow. What, had the online joint?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That's crazy. So they're both scumbags then?
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Yo, you heard about a dude got a 10-year-old pregnant?
What?
He was 30.
Come on, son. R. Kelly?
And they said she gonna have a baby.
No.
Can she survive that?
Yo, man, what's the world coming to that girls and already had a period and they 10?
Damn, it's the food, man.
That's fucking crazy, B.
Dog, imagine that, though. Like, when your baby 10, you 20.
Yo, y'all growing up together.
Yeah.
You 30, your daughter 20. Yo, y'all in the same age bracket.
That's crazy.
That's
how is that though possible?
That's sick.
And some people was mad because when people were talking about abortions. Like, no, that's an abortion you should be able to have.
Yeah. Yo, she's still riding bikes, nigga.
Yeah,
that's a child. She's still playing with dolls. That's like, a child.
Like, dude, how you gonna be mad? Like, you don't even know if a 10-year-old can survive that.
For real, man. Like, yo, that's a child. Yo, you gotta be able to do that.
That's crazy, dog.
Ah, oh, man. Florida man.
Uh oh.
So, dude, from Florida. This is
how crazy niggas of Florida is, right? So, had a girl, him and his girl broke up. His girl started living with a nigga in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
He flew from Florida to Chicago.
Mm.
Caught the dude on his block. Hit him in the head with a tire iron.
Dang.
Gave him a permanent brain injury.
Dang.
Didn't stop there. Carved his initials in the nigga's leg. And then cut his dick off.
Come on, man. You're doing too much.
Yeah, man. And then hopped on a plane and went back to Florida.
Man, you could have stopped after you carved your initials in my leg.
I already got brain damage. After you banged my head to the point where I'm fucked up for life, hey, man, leave me alone. You know what I'm saying? But actually, fucking his brain up was the best thing he did for him.
Oh, yeah.
Because now I ain't got no dick and I really don't care.
Damn.
Because I can't do nothing with it anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mind's fucked up. I don't need no dick.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yo, like, you never go to Chicago. Who goes to Chicago to do that?
And just find him on the block. Like, you found the dude.
Yo, Chicago is known for killing people. And you still went up there and did that.
Now, you don't know what hood he from, where he live at.
You know what I'm saying? You don't know how this could have went. But he obviously didn't care.
That's crazy.
Don't try to get away, nigga. You signed the crime.
Wait, did he find him on the street or he went to his house?
He found him on the, I guess, on the street of his house.
Because how you cut a dude penis off in the street?
Yo, in the middle of the street.
Yo, people wouldn't even try to help and they'd have been recording it.
Hell yeah. But yo, you initialed the crime. Don't try to get away. You need to just sit there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, but does that make him gay that he held another man's penis to cut it off?
Yeah. And what did he use?
A knife or something, like a switchblade or some shit.
Dang. Oh, I was saying, hey, Lester LaFlash. That is crazy. Yo, the Titanic boat trip. You going on it?
No.
Why not?
It's bound to sink, bro.
We got new technologies.
Oh, so they're making another one?
Yeah.
New.
And it's going to take the same route.
Yeah, hell no.
You know it's going to be packed, though.
Yeah, crazy people.
Yo, people are stupid. Let's see if we can get past the glacier this time.
You know what I'm saying? I bet they won't do that again. Like, nah, nigga, y'all shit about to go down in flames, bro.
Who the fuck is this?
Yo, I heard a crazy story on a Shameless podcast. My man said the lady taking his STD test tried to holler at him.
Yeah. Hey, man, I guess she was hoping for that negative, bro.
Like, you ain't even got the results yet. Yeah. You trying to holler at me.
Yo, it be like that, man.
You think she get to receive the results, right?
Yeah.
So then she'll probably be like, okay, I could call him or I can't call him.
Yo,
but just the fact that you in there taking a test. Yeah, it looks responsible, but it also looked like why you in here gotta take one.
Nigga, you out here making bad decisions.
Yeah.
But now you got an easy way to know if you got it or not. If she call you back for a date, nigga, you good. If she don't call you back, well, guess what?
Yeah, you're crazy.
Ew. Ray Caruth getting out of jail.
He out.
When it was like last week or something, right?
Yep.
Yo. Do you think he realizes that he would be done paying child support by now?
Yep.
Like, yo, that's...
But I don't think he would have been able to pay it anyway because he's about to be out the league. He was sorry.
They would have dropped the payments. All he had to do was get a job.
Because you listen to the Caruth podcast?
He got a podcast?
No, not him, but that's like telling the story.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yo, it's crazy. I listened to, I think it's like 10 episodes. Mm-hmm. But they go from the beginning, like growing up and then getting in the league. And like towards the end of his career, like he was starting to get trash. He wasn't a starter no more. He got demoted to special teams.
Damn.
And then he got that girl pregnant, and she was talking about keeping the baby. And she said they were together. Her mom said they were together, but he's saying they wasn't together. She was just a fling or whatever.
Yeah.
But in the girl's diary, she was writing how he was saying they're going to get married and all that. So he's supposed to have hired some hitmen.
Yeah, the worst hitman in the world.
Yeah, they trash. Yeah. First of all right, when they killed her, one of Ray Carew's boys was in the car with them. Like, he gave them the gun. You the hitman. Why am I going to ask my boy where to get a gun?
For real.
Then my boy get the gun, and Ray Carew wanted his boy to ride with them. Why you want me to ride with them?
Yeah.
That sounds stupid. Yeah, and then what's crazy is they didn't kill her. She was still alive. I heard the 911 tapes and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And she told him, like, yo, Ray Carew stopped the car.
Yeah, he slowed down the car so the niggas get beside her.
Yeah, and then he pulled out. Once that's crazy.
If you gonna go that far, nigga, why you ain't make sure them niggas did they shit right?
Yeah, and then the dude said he knew she wasn't, one of the dudes in the car said he knew she wasn't dead because the brake lights kept coming on and off.
Yeah, and y'all ain't do nothing about it.
Nothing.
Stupid ass.
She lived for a minute, too.
Yeah, like, she made a for real phone call. You know what I'm saying? Like, and she, I think she, like, she went to somebody's house or some shit, too.
Yeah, she lived for a minute. Like, and in the hospital, she was actually on life support.
Damn.
Yeah, and they took her off life support because, like, they left her on there for like a week or two, but she wasn't. Yeah. I think maybe longer than that, but they said she was breathing and everything.
Damn.
But like, they was like, found out, like, it was too much.
Yeah, she like brain dead or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, the son's still alive.
Yeah, son's still alive. Well, Ray, a barber now, right?
Yeah.
You know, you letting him cut your hair?
Hell no.
Why not?
Man, he might get a flashback or something.
He ain't do nothing. That nigga just paid money for some shit to be done wrong.
Well, if he ain't do, he don't know how to cut hair either.
Yo, right now, yeah, he spent 19 years in the joint learning how to cut hair.
Man, he unstable.
Yo, yeah, oh yeah, he's all fucked up now. And he wasn't smart to begin with, so shit. How good of a barber could he be? You know what I'm saying?
But the story he told, you heard about the story what he told? What happened? Mm-hmm. He said they were trying to do a big weed deal, and he was supposed to front the money. And then at the last minute when the weed got there, he said he didn't want to do it no more. And the dudes was like real street dudes, and they was like, yo, the shipment already here. Like, we need that money. You said you was going to give it to us. And since he didn't front the money, they put a hit out on his family.
That's a stupid-ass lie, Ray.
But I'm like, why would you slow down, dummy?
You know what I'm saying? Like, that all sounds good if she's dead and can't tell her story.
Yeah.
But y'all didn't do it right, so we all know what really happened.
And then the dummy in the, like, I don't understand why people be in the car and don't. I don't care how scared I am. Nah, let me out. Like, they stopped at the gas station and everything. I'm gone.
Yo, you going to kill somebody? Hey, you know what, man? I go ahead and walk home. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? I'm good. What's that on? Menace to Society?
No, Boys in the Hood.
Boys in the Hood. Don't let me out.
Don't. Let me out.
Yeah. Yeah. The hell?
Hell no, man.
See what happened to Dope 2 weeks later.
Yeah. Hey, but just like, if we having a conversation, yeah, man, Ray gonna give me this money to kill his girl. Hey, man, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and go home, bro. Like, yo, y'all niggas on some dumb shit, man. I'm out of here, bro.
Hey, you better hope I don't go straight to the cops.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I ain't playing them games.
You got that money on me? Okay. I see you in a little bit.
come on, say what? Y'all about to kill who? Yeah, I'm about to go to the house.
Yeah, man.
911.
Oh, these
Ray Ray C-A. Yeah, they about to go kill somebody. I ain't had nothing to do with this. I heard them talking about it. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm telling y'all, man.
Don't play with me, dog. Don't put my name in nothing stupid you about to do. Cause I'm telling.
Yeah, I don't want to be a part. I don't want to be around that shit, yo.
Yep.
Hell no. Nah.
letting everybody know now, don't say no dirt around me. If you call me to help you bury a body, I'm going to help the cops find where you at. Like, don't play with me like that.
Yo.
Anybody sitting my life in jail.
Because of you. Hey, man. Yo, I hate the narrative that you didn't have nothing to do with the crime, but you went to jail with them niggas anyway.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
no. No. That's not how we do things around here, Playboy. No, my nigga. No. Look, man. If y'all do a crime,
mm-hmm.
and then we chilling, and they come pick y'all up, right? But I'm with y'all now. One of y'all niggas better say, "Hey, man, he ain't had nothing to do with it, man. He wasn't there, man. Y'all, some, cause yo, if it get down to the part where they start asking me, like, look, man, we gonna give you 25 years, unless you tell us something."
Ugh.
All I can tell you is that them niggas got a lot of money. They had the money yesterday. And now they got a lot of money.
I'm telling you what, you ate that morning. Yeah, he had some ribs. And I knew it was something wrong because he had too many ribs.
Yo, and the nigga ate ribs for breakfast. Like, how crazy is that?
That's crazy, right? Like, I had a Pop-Tart, you know what I'm saying, a glass of milk. He had ribs. That should tell you right there.
So, yo, that's when I got suspicious, yo. Like, yo, is he ribs for breakfast? He ain't stable, me.
Now, look, okay, let's say we did a crime together. I get caught. Mm. Y'all get away.
Yeah.
That's fine. I did it.
Yeah. If I'm a part of it, I got you. Yeah. But if I ain't do nothing.
I ain't had nothing to do with it. They're right there. They over there.
You know what I'm saying?
He is hiding in the trunk. No, not that trunk. Move to the left. Two trunks down.
Yeah. I'm going to fuck around and get your mama arrested too. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody.
Yo, I'm telling on everybody. Everybody. Bro.
Yo, did you, Ray Karuf was in the trunk
of his cousin car?
Yeah. Like, he had some protein bars, like four bottle waters. And hey, like a jug to pee in.
Yo, that's how stupid Ray is. Like, he thought there was a good hiding place.
But yo, that's not even the part that concerns me. Why the hell was his pants to his knees?
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah, they said they pulled him out of the trunk. They found all that in there, and his pants was to his knees. What the hell going on in there, man?
Was he going to the bathroom in the jug?
Oh, maybe he was in the, okay. Maybe he was going to the bathroom when they...
You know what I'm saying? When they pulled up on, or maybe, hey, the trunk might have been sexy to him. I don't know.
I didn't think of that. Maybe he was using the bathroom, and then maybe he was, because they was like, we going to open the trunk. So maybe he had, you know, used the bathroom real quick. Yeah. So he wouldn't have to sit in the cop car, cuff, having to go to the bathroom.
But I feel like if you brought provisions to be in the trunk for a long time,
mm-hmm.
you don't need the pants at all. Like, get in the trunk without the pants on. So you ain't even got to fight for that when you getting ready to pee.
Man, you look crazy, though. No pants?
Nigga, you in a trunk. You already look crazy. Yeah.
I need your pants, though, in case I got to dip out or something.
How you getting out the trunk?
They probably got a lever inside.
No, they don't.
So I'm just in the trunk?
Yeah.
Nah, somebody got to, I need a trip. Some of them got the trip joints inside.
You don't think Ray would have put his pants on if he could have got out? He ain't had to get out, so he took his pants off.
He was going to the bathroom.
Like, he couldn't have got out and went to the bathroom?
No, you hiding.
No, you're not hiding. You're
they, stupid. They said his jug was full of urine.
Full of what?
Urine.
Oh, urine. Okay.
So he had already filled that joint up.
So he'd been in there a couple of days for no reason.
Yeah.
Stupid ass.
And the girl told on him, though.
You damn right.
Yo, why people always get scared when the cops be like, we're talking, like, they keep asking you the same question. Like, they'll last the first three or four rounds.
Mm-hmm.
And then just sing like a bird. Like, yo, stick to your guns.
If
This is what they do. They tell you, we can charge you with it. Nigga, if you could charge me with it, you would have did it already.
Yeah. You know? I said I didn't know the first 16 times.
I think you know more than you're telling us. I think you're wrong. Like, nigga, that's all I got. You know what I'm saying? I don't know nothing else.
If I'm like, he walked out the room.
You know what I'm saying? Stick with that, man. That a cop's job is to say, I don't believe you.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking you're going to say something else. Ain't no cop got no sixth sense about, oh, this person's lying. That's just a tactic. Oh, you're lying. Because most 9 times out of 10, you're lying.
And it work every time, too. I'd be mad.
Yo, man, watch the first 48.
Dog, they be like, we're down to 30 seconds, and this dude didn't see tail.
You know, come on, man. Stop. And don't bring your mom in the room and tell her that you did it, but you're going to lie to them. They record that shit.
Yo, they had the worst time with me in there.
Yo, man, I just keep saying, I don't know.
I'm going to just reenact Menace Society. They said, no, it was 6:45.
It was, if I'm not mistaken, it was.
Yeah, it was a clock. I'm gonna do that routine over and over.
Hell yeah, man. Don't say nothing in there. The best thing to do is, hey, man, I want a lawyer.
Yep. Stop. Get my lawyer in here now before y'all start beating me up.
You know, because once you get a lawyer in there, now y'all asking questions. Mm-hmm. You get to know what they know. You know what I'm saying? But most niggas ain't got a lawyer.
Dang.
Now they give you a public defender that don't want to do shit.
Can I say give me a can I say bring my public defender in here?
Yeah.
And they gotta go just find a dude.
Yeah, well they probably gonna lock you up till they assign one to you.
Dang.
Yeah, but that's if they got enough to charge you with it. If they ain't got enough to charge you with it, then hey, they gotta let you go.
Yo, crime take too much work.
It do. Oh man. So I was watching the Dr. Phil show, right?
Yep.
It's a show about white privilege.
Uh-oh.
Nothing was accomplished on this show.
Dang.
Nothing at all. Nothing at all. It was nothing accomplished, man. Like, everybody told their story. There was no resolution towards anything, right? But this one lady, white lady, would say, black people are the most privileged people in this country. And this is her two reasons why black people are so privileged. When she was a kid, black people got free lunch.
What was the other reason?
That black people get subsidies on homes, like Section 8 and shit like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're upset that they get food and a place to live?
Dang.
That's your problem? That's what makes you think that black people are so privileged? Because they get food for free as children.
But come everybody on. Get that.
Yes. You're the racist because you only focus on the black people.
Yeah, people crazy.
Yo, man, I was like, yo, man. And yo, nothing got solved, man. It was just, I'm like, what? There was no reason for this show. Like, y'all didn't talk about nothing. They were just talking about how being white is becoming a bad thing and shit. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on here, man?
Yeah, they wildin'.
Yeah, man, that fucking show served no fucking purpose. Goddamn Dr. Phil.
NFL, man, your Chiefs looking good.
Chiefs on fire.
They gonna get out of the first round though this year?
Nah, I think we got a little better chance this year, man.
Yo, that Kareem Hunt is a monster.
Yo, Hunt, Hill, Holmes, nigga, my bad.
What happened to the Raiders? Yo, BTG, what's going on?
Yo, the Raiders.
Yo, Nate, what's up with the Raiders?
Yo, Gruden. Gruden is what's wrong with the fucking Raiders, yo.
Dog, they ruined the entire team.
Yo, blew that bitch up, yo.
That's crazy. They was like the come-up team everybody was excited about.
Yo, when they like 10-6 last year, like 12-4.
They was something good. They supposed to be moving to Vegas. Everybody's excited. Yeah. They should give away the best player they had just it all went down.
Trash now, dog. They trash, and I love it. I hate the fucking Raiders.
I love it too.
For real.
Yo, BTG, another one. What's up with your Lakers? They trash. They're like 1-6.
No, 2-5.
Dang, they trash. But I'm loving every minute of it. The Giants are so trash. I really love
it. Oh my God.
Dog, that is a trash team.
Yo, that is so bad, man. Yo, how is the Super Bowl champs 4-4?
That's crazy.
Yo, the fucking Eagles are 4-1 and the defending champs, yo.
Yo, this season is weird.
Yeah, man. Weird as shit. The fucking Rams undefeated.
Yo, that's... Yo, I can't believe Ty Montgomery brung the ball out when the coach told him to take a knee.
Man, yo, you know what I can't believe?
What?
That Ty Montgomery got traded, nigga.
Yo, yo, you got... I just knew. I was like, y'all, everybody's like, y'all idiots? You really going to kick this field goal with 2 minutes left?
Yo.
That's what we doing.
Stupid shit.
With Aaron Rodgers with all three timeouts, and they only need a field goal.
And you going to take the ball out of his hands, son?
They couldn't stop him the whole game.
Yo, come on, B.
And this nigga, Ty Montgomery. What was he doing?
Yo, the most I don't know,
he did was, what, about 8 yards?
Yeah, man. And he said, fuck it. Forget that, yo. I'm gone.
You think you did that on purpose?
He had to, man. He had to. Yo, you see how hot Aaron Rodgers was?
Oh, man. Aaron Rodgers, you got to be kidding me, dog.
Yo, that shit was horrible. I don't know why he did that, son.
I was about to come home, do it big, show them what I'm – this is A-Rod. And Ty Montgomery said, no, you ain't.
Mm-mm.
I'm about to get this right back.
Not today, son.
And then another thing I'm mad about that game. People is praising Ty Gurley for going down instead of getting a touchdown. So yeah. What was it? 10 seconds left?
No, it was like 30-something seconds left.
30 seconds left, up by 10. There is no way humanly possible. Even if you got the onside kick, you still got to score.
Twice. He got to score twice, yo.
There is nowhere humanly the kickoff alone is going to drag half that time off the clock.
Yeah. Especially if you do the onside kick, they're definitely – that's going to run all that time off of that, man.
Yo, these people are so stupid. He should have just got his TD.
Yeah, just take the touchdown and really make it hard for him.
And he ruined my spread.
Because if it wasn't, he wouldn't spread for everybody. If it wasn't for Ty Montgomery, they had a chance to win the game because you didn't get that touchdown.
Yeah.
So, yo, yeah, you can take that touchdown, bro. This ain't the time for that shit.
Man. Getting tired of this. Yo, the damn Golden State Warriors is unstoppable, dog.
Yo, how do you get 92 in the first half, son?
No, how do you be next? No, they was going back and forth with New York. And then just score 45 points in the fourth quarter. Like, see you later.
Dog, come on.
You know how mad you'd be if you had New York covering? You like, oh, it's a wrap.
Yeah, it's good.
You come back, they down by 25 in like under 3 minutes.
You guys just went to the bathroom, son. Like, what is happening?
Yo, you see what Klay Thompson did the other night?
Man, he was like, what, 14 of them jumps?
14 threes. He had 60 points before the end of the third quarter. Come on, man.
Dog.
You can't stop. And Boogie Cousins ain't even on the court yet.
Yo, man, that's ridiculous. Yo.
You know how we get a lot of free money?
How?
You can bet which team scores 30 points first.
Oh, let's go say it every time.
No, I lost one time. And I shouldn't have lost, man. That.
92 points in this first half.
In the first half, dog.
Yo, that's enough for a game.
No, they almost had 100 points in the first half.
That's ridiculous, man.
This team is unstoppable. It's disrespectful.
Man. So who they going to play out the East?
Probably, I don't know, Boston looking shaky.
Yeah.
Probably Toronto or the Bucks.
Yo, Kawhi Leonard, man, is a monster.
Kawhi Leonard is good at basketball. Like, I didn't know he was good. But the one I seen him, like, you can't stop him.
Yeah, yo, his defense is impeccable, son.
Yo, his pull up, he can pull up from anywhere and it's going in.
Yeah, man.
Kawhi Leonard is good at basketball.
Yo, he was giving Ben Simmons the busy Nass, nigga. Like, yo, that dude couldn't do nothing.
Let me see. 50 Cent buys 200 front row tickets at Ja Rule concert.
Yo, 50's just the worst nigga alive.
Yo, what's wrong with that, man?
No, the fact that he said, I don't mind him getting the money. I just want him performing to nobody.
Yeah. Yeah, what if you would have bought the venue out and only left like 8 seats?
Yo, that'd be terrible. Yo, cause like, yo, the 200, they just going to tell the people in the back to move up.
Yeah.
That's what they did at the concert that we went to. So you really didn't do nothing, but it's still funny, though.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
That nigga said, I bought 200 seats, man.
Well, that's all I got, man.
Yeah, man, I'm good.
I do got one this or that.
All right.
Time for this or that. All right, the Titanic thing earlier. Would you take the Titanic boat ride knowing that it's going to meet the same fate as the first Titanic, or take a plane ride knowing that it's going to crash, but you're going to survive both of these incidents? But no injuries. You're going to survive both of them with no injuries. Which one would you take? A plane crash? You're going to take the Titanic? Why?
Yeah. Because I'm going to be snatching up some valuable shit while that boat going down.
I'm taking the plane ride.
Why?
Because hopefully I have more of a chance of landing on Earth.
But what you said, I'm going to survive both of them.
Yeah, you're going to survive, but your ass going to be in the middle of nowhere.
Well, eventually they're going to find it. Eventually they found all the other motherfuckers.
If they can find you.
Hey.
And you in the middle, man, you know it's out there.
Yo, they ain't. Why your plane got to be somewhere good?
I didn't say it was going to be somewhere good, but I got a better chance of it being over Earth than you. You have no chance of your damn boat being over Earth. I got a 50-50 chance. So in a plane crash, they get the plane crashes fast.
No.
That plane that went off the radar, they was already on it. And that's in Indonesia or somewhere.
Except in the Bermuda Triangle.
So you're going to be out in the middle of nowhere. Maybe you get found, maybe you don't.
Lifeboats.
And then lifeboats, you're going to be going in circles in the middle of nowhere.
Hey. Eventually somebody gonna find me. I got lifeboats and flares, and I got my cell phone.
And no, your phone ain't gonna work out there, and ain't nobody gonna see that flare in the middle of nowhere.
Come on, man, you gotta give me something.
Have you seen a drift?
No. Oh.
Man, watch a drift. You gonna be like, the hell with that. Then you start getting delusional. You can't drink all that water out there.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah,
that's fucked up, man.
You got to jump in the water, try to get fish.
I don't eat fish. I don't eat sushi.
Like, dude, can you jump out of a boat into the water for food?
But can you get back in the boat?
I can't even tread water, so.
I'm going to die.
Them hoes got to be close to the boat.
You know what I'm saying? Like, soon I can reach down and grab it. So.
Yo, so if I jump in the water, that hoe dart away, I'm jumping back in that boat.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go fishing with my shoestring with some shit.
And then you can't cook it. You just got to bite into that bit.
Yeah, like I said, I don't eat sushi.
Dang. Yo, that's tough.
Yeah, man.
You got to be a different kind of human.
Yeah, yo, you got to be a survivalist, man. Like, for real. Like, there's a lot of shit that I'm not willing to do to live. Nah, I'm gonna go ahead and go and lay down over here till it's over.
That's all I got. You got anything?
Yeah. some old boring shit. Be able to go to any theme park in the world for free for the rest of your life, or eat at any restaurant for free for the rest of your life.
I'm eating at any restaurant, and I'm getting it in.
Oh, excuse me, fast food restaurant.
Yeah.
She's still gonna do it.
Let me get that. Cause I don't ride rides.
Yeah, I don't either. I gotta go for that food, man.
Yes, I'm. And that's been Forget That Yo Radio episode 209. Holla at your boy, ForgetThatYo.com. At Instagram, Twitter, at Forget That Yo, ForgetThatYo. Hit us up at Gmail, ForgetThatYo@gmail.com. ForgetThatYo@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail, play it on the show, highlight us, leave us a drop, subscribe, iTunes, Spotify. Podomatic. You can get the apps. Let's see what apps they got. Pocket Cast to listen to. Search for Get That Yo. Man, we everywhere. Just Google Forget That Yo, and we out there, man.
Yeah, yo, man, we're gonna be in the A this weekend, man. So if you're out there, come holler at us, man. Hit me up.
We,
yeah,
they.
Oh, us. Not the black Hoff. Yeah. Hey, man, shout out to the In Deep Show, man. They just put another episode out, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, did you listen to the latest episode?
Yeah.
Yo, that dude Diego, man, is worse than me.
Nah, you still got him.
Oh, man.
You're beating that midgets. But he is out there, though.
Yo, Diego is terrible, son.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's it, man. We out.
Y'all know what it is, man. Peace, peace, peace.
Any other show? Forget that, yo.
Y'all got fat out there. What?